It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone.
Good morning, folks, and welcome once again to Under Your Home with DryZone. My name is Brad Wozlevec. I'm here again with company owner Bill Anderson and sales manager Derek McCara. Say hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Thanks again for joining us here on Sunday morning. I appreciate everybody coming out and listening to the show. So before we get started, let's take care of a little bit of housekeeping. Give us our contact info so you can get a hold of us and get your free inspection scheduled. The local number is 302-684-5034. You can always find us online. Great source of info there. And you can sign up for your free inspection right there as well. That website is dryzone.com. And then if you feel like sending us an email, if you have a simple question or want somebody to get a hold of you that way, it's info@dryzone.com. or bill@dryzone.com. All right, this morning we were kind of talking on the way here about what we wanted to talk about. And since it's kind of getting to be that time of year again, let's talk about insulation, some of the pros and cons and the varieties and just basically that topic of holding in warm air this time of year, but as well as, you know, just kind of the benefits and the types as well. So go ahead, Derek, tell us where you want to start.
All right, well, I think, you know, a lot of people have the misconception that, you know, when we tell them that we are done with the encapsulation, which of course the encapsulation includes blocking the vents, running the liner all the way up the walls, you know, and then of course putting the dehumidifier, the air system. I think a lot of people, you know, it kind of throws them back a little bit. You know, I don't know if you've had this experience, Brad and Bill, but people always, when we tell them that, you know, the insulation now becomes neutral, you don't need it, you know, we should pull it out. Everybody all their lives from the beginning of time when we started building houses, you know, we had to have insulation in the floor.
Oh, yeah.
It was our best and our only line of defense at that particular time about, you know, the cold air coming up through the floor. So let's keep in mind why the insulation is in the floor in the first place. The insulation is there because of the stack effect we talked about earlier, that air comes through the vents, that cold air gets pulled through the vents, and then through the stack effect, it gets pulled up through the home. So what we tried to do was we tried to put insulation, batten insulation, the pink stuff, we tried to put that in our floor to keep that cold air from coming up through the floors and to try to keep our warm air inside the home as well. Well, if you're going to block the vents and you're going to run the liner all the way up the walls and you're going to put insulation on the walls, which we'll talk about later, you're keeping the cold air outside where it belongs in the first place. So it's not able to get underneath your home. So there's no reason to have that nasty insulation up in the floorboards anymore at all. You might as well pull it all out and get it out from underneath the house. It gives the house a nice clean look and it doesn't serve any purpose anymore at all.
Yeah, absolutely. The fiberglass bats, the big fluffy... you know, most people, they when they think fiberglass insulation, this is what you think about. It's the big fluffy pink or yellow or white or whatever color it might be. They work well, but they have to work for a specific reason. And oddly enough, they put the reasons right there on the package. So next time you're, you know, in a box store or whatever and you come across that aisle, just take a quick look at them. It's going to say that it's good in a closed cavity only. That's one of the biggest things that is a misconception. What that means is when they're building your house, there's an exterior wall, then they stud the wall, and then they put your drywall or paneling or whatever it is on top of that. Now, the area between the two layers of wall, the exterior and the interior drywall or whatever it might be, that's a closed cavity. That's where this stuff is meant to be used. Also, in your attic, when you roll it out and then put like a piece of plywood on top so you have a floor, that's a closed cavity. There's nothing closed about the underside of your floor in the crawl space. It's the floorboards, the joists, basically the bones of your house. And then they stuff this stuff up in there and they use little pieces of wire about the thickness of a coat hanger and they just jam it in there to hold it in by pressure, essentially. The really bad thing about that is number one, nothing's holding it in other than a few scattered pieces of wire. So gravity takes over almost immediately. And in order for insulation to be effective, it has to be pressed up against what you're trying to insulate. There can be no airflow behind it. So when gravity takes over and you get these dips, there's really no other way to say it. It's gravity makes it bow or dip a little bit. You get air over the top of the insulation and then it's useless. There's no reason to have it in there. So what we generally do is, number one, it's going to be ruined most of the time we're there anyway. It's one of the chief complaints why people call in to get us out to begin with. So we'll pull that stuff out. And what that does is it exposes the wet wood, because when that insulation gets wet, it's like a sponge. It'll hold that wood or hold the moisture in the water right up against the wood of your home, which is obviously something you don't want. That's what leads to mold and rot. So we pull that stuff out and we replace it with a more appropriate product, something that's going to work better and actually give you some value in your insulation. And that's one of the biggest things we use is called Silver Glow. Derek, tell us a little bit about Silver Glow and what the benefits of that are and what it actually is.
Well, Silver Glow is a really unique product. First of all, it's not going to fall apart when it gets wet. Water doesn't affect it one bit. And by the time we're done anyways, it's not going to get wet once we've encapsulated the home and we have the dehumidifier in place. Now, the Silver Glow is a rigid foam graphite insulation. So it's very hard. It's a foam material, and on one side of it, it actually has a radiant heat barrier. Okay, so when we put it on the walls, it keeps the cold air out and keeps the warm air in. And usually, you know, Silver Glow, once again, you know, there's no reason to have it up in, there's no reason to have insulation in the floorboards when we're done. And if you're going to put insulation anywhere, if you want to just increase how warm the house can be and how warm the floors can be, Silver Glow is the perfect product. It's actually mechanically fastened to the walls. We actually drill holes through it. It goes through the wall. Then we actually Christmas tree fasten it to the wall itself. Here's one of the neat things that, you know, a lot of people, you know, they run their heat. And we all know heat rises. So as heat goes up and it goes into the attic, it starts to build on itself. So naturally, if you have a two-story home, the second story actually gets warmer before the first story does. But as heat builds on itself, it builds down, and eventually your nose, your ears get warm. But for some reason, it's always cold on the floor, and regardless of how warm you have it in your house, you walk around wearing slippers because it's cold, your feet are cold. And the reason why that is because the heat doesn't stop building once it reaches your feet. It goes right on through the floor. Once it gets past the floor, the cold air that's coming in from outside attacks that warm air, and your heat is done. So really, you're continuing to build on something that is just wasting heat. But when we encapsulate it and we put the insulation on the walls underneath the home, you're keeping the heat within the envelope of the home. So what you actually wind up doing is you wind up, the heat goes into the crawl space, and now the cold air is not attacking it, so it's actually building heat in the crawl space, and therefore your floors now all of a sudden get extremely warm, and you don't even have to walk around with flip-flops on or any kind of slippers anymore. The floors are nice and warm.
Absolutely, yeah. One of the chief concerns we have is cold floors, and this definitely something that'll very very much help fix that. One of the things I like to tell homeowners when we're trying to talk about insulation and why the old fiberglass insulation doesn't need to go back in, because I think a lot of homeowners have the misconception that they have to have it just because somewhere along the line someone told them you have to have it there. But the reason is that fiberglass insulation, number one, is cheap. So they put it in when they're building a home because it's less expensive and they can make more money on it. But when it gets ruined by water and gravity and things like that, you're not getting any value anyway. So whether it's there or it's not there, it's the same effect essentially. The idea behind having it in those floorboards is that you let the cold air come into your crawl space and then you stop it at the floor. But like I just said, if gravity and water gets to that, it basically renders that insulation useless. So what Silver Glow does is it stops the cold air from coming in to begin with. It essentially goes to the source and stops it there, as opposed to letting it come in and destroy the wood in your crawl space. So we're making a almost like a false wall, if you can imagine, with the insulation. And that seals out a good amount of your cold and your nasty air, so you get warmer floors, and that's a big benefit to it.
A big.
I'm a little tongue tied right now, folks.
It's a
sorry.
Huge, gigantic.
As you
benefit.
Can imagine, it's rather early on a Sunday morning, so I'm working off about 3 or 4 cups of coffee, so the adrenaline is definitely flowing right now. But one of the nice things I really do like about the Silver Glow is I've had a lot of folks over the years. They'll call up. And they'll get it installed eventually, you know, and get the Silver Glow put in. And they'll call you up a week, maybe 2 weeks later, and they'll say, you know, I'm already noticing a difference. I'm noticing that I feel better when walking around on the tile in the kitchen or the bathroom, or, you know, if they have hardwood floors and it's everywhere throughout the house. Those are generally the homeowners that notice cold floors more, because carpet's going to hide some of it. So they notice it almost right away. It's a very, very immediate benefit. And I like that because it shows them that what we did for them was appropriate. And it works.
Well, you know, a lot of people too, you know, they wonder if they need Silver Glow or not. And there's a time and a place for Silver Glow. And there's a time, you know, okay, like let's say, for instance, if you're walking up to your home and you notice that your foundation, you have, you know, 3 blocks high that are sticking up out of the ground, which, you know, we would call finished grade. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at the foundation, you realize that all that block is exposed to the cold winter air. Now, the rest of it is underground. So if you only have a block that's underground and 3 blocks that are sticking up, the chances of you really will benefit dramatically from Silver Glow. Now, if you're walking up to your home and you realize that the majority of your home is underground, don't rule Silver Glow out, because there is one part that's never underground, and that's called the banner board area. Okay. Now, the banner board area is, I would have to say, is worse insulation than the blocks itself. At least with the blocks, you have 8 inches of block.
So just for anybody who doesn't know what a banner board insulation, it's basically the area where the wood meets the concrete.
Yeah, you have the way they build a house is you imagine a box around the outside, the perimeter, and then the floor joists, or the ribs, if you will, that come off of the main backbone, which would be your main support girder, those are going to be vertical. So if you can imagine the edge of your wall of your house, like where your siding would be, at the base of that, there's going to be small cavities that are usually about 8 to 10 inches high, depending upon how wide the floorboards that they use. And those cavities are most of the time uninsulated. So they go through all the effort of putting the insulation in the floor, but the area that's actually getting hit by cold air outside is uninsulated.
And I think the only thing that separates the crawl space itself from the outside air at the end of that, what we call the banner board, is usually, what is it, Bill? Probably like a 1x10 or something? I mean, it's really thin, isn't it?
It's like a 2x10.
It's 2 inches of lumber is all that separates the outside cold air.
But it's not even
2 inches
anymore. I mean, they haven't made 2-inch lumber in
the 2x10 is more like 1 1/3 or 1 1/3, something like that. But it's basically a piece of lumber, just, you know, a chunk of wood that protects you and supposed to insulate you. And it's a major air leakage. So often,
by the way, that was never meant to hold back air or nothing else. It was meant to basically keep the joists lined up. I mean,
right.
It's structural, it has nothing to do with air.
Right. But it's a problem. You know, it's something that we can definitely seal up and get that warmer for you, because there's nothing stopping the cold air there.
The benefit from banner board insulation is huge. It really is.
And normally we just take the Pink Panther stuff, the fluffy stuff that makes you itch, and we just kind of shove it into the floors, and it kind of drapes into there a little bit, okay? Because, it, you know, if you use 2x8s or whatever, your banner board's 2x8s. If it's a 2x10, then you use 2x10s or whatever. And it's just kind of shoved in there. Well, wood's never perfect, so you're always going to have a lot of air leakage through there, you know? And even where the concrete actually meets the wood, the your sill plate, the first piece of wood that goes around the entire top of the block, you can always see light. Now, maybe not continuously, but sporadically. That's one of the first things one of the last things our foremans have to do, rather, is once the job is done, they actually get locked up in the crawl space, they turn off all the lights, and they go hunting for air, which means light. And if they can see light, then we either caulk it, foam it, and seal it.
Now, you know, speaking of that insulation, the Pink Panther stuff that everybody pretty much uses. You know, another real issue with that is it's actually held together by a particular type of glue, and that glue this is going to be nasty, people, but it's actually held together by a glue called, it's got urea in it, and urea happens to be
it's ureic acid.
It's the same,
which is,
well, it's cowpea.
Cowpea. There you go. Cow urine.
Like an old recipe that's basically never changed. So.
Well, the thing about it is once that stuff gets wet and it gets old, a lot of our homeowners will experience a smell in the home that smells like cat urine. So that's another good reason to remove that stuff. Oh, yeah. It not only does it not work, but I mean, whose house wants to smell like cat urine?
Here's a really cool thing too, since we're kind of talking a lot about the fiberglass insulation that people have. When you get it pulled out, you now have exposed wood everywhere. You know, your subfloor, your floor joists, the girder, all that stuff's basically wide open now. So the concern that most people have is that, you know, there's mold growing in their crawl space. Well, most of the time, the mold's going to be growing on the wood somewhere if it's there. So since that's all exposed, why don't we go ahead and either spray it or use a fogging agent, something to kill it since we're down there anyway, and then with the encapsulation, we'll prevent it from coming back. So it's a lot like if you clean your bathroom, you don't do it just once. You know what I mean? You do it once a week or however often you do it. So we'll clean the bathroom, which is basically spraying it, and then we'll come back when we're done there and we do the... It's an analogy, folks. Sorry. Then we do the encapsulation. We prevent the conditions from coming back. We're kind of running out of time. We want to go to a commercial real quick. So let me go ahead and give you our contact info, and then we'll go ahead and we'll be back and talk a little bit more about the insulation products. So you can reach us locally at 302-684-5034. 302-684-5034, and online at dryzone.com. All right, we'll see you here in just a few.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's a thought for businesses. If the sky began to fall right now, you'd hear about it right now on the radio. Tomorrow you'd read about it as history in the paper. Radio advertising. It's timely, it's frequent, it's in your home, in your car, in your office, on the beach. It's everywhere. And it's cost effective. Let me put the power of radio to work for you. Call me at 410-228-4800 or click sales on our homepage at mtslive.com.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
All right, thanks for coming back, folks. Hope you enjoyed those few commercial messages there. Let's start off real quick here on Under Your Home with Dry Zone with our contact information so you can get a hold of us anytime you like. Locally, we're at 302-684-5034. And you can get us online, dryzone.com. Go ahead and sign up right there for your free home inspection, and we'll take care of your crawl space or basement. If you have any foundation problems, we do that as well. So before we went to the break, we were talking about insulation products. We're going to go ahead and continue that topic. We left off real recently with when you remove the insulation, you leave all that wood exposed, and we'll go ahead and put some sort of what we call an antimicrobial. It's basically to kind of make it easy to understand. It's like Lysol on steroids. Very, very strong disinfectant. What we're aiming to do is we're aiming to kill the mold and mildew and whatnot that's already there. Now, if you get our encapsulation system and we dry the air with a Santa Dry and we block the vents, things like that, it'll prevent new mold from coming back because we're removing the conditions for it. But the stuff that's already there is going to take a little while to die off, and it may stink. You know, it may be something where you're like, well, it didn't smell that bad before, but you got to figure if we pull that insulation out, we're disturbing all that stuff. So it's kind of like one of those bear with us kind of moments. But if you want to avoid that, we go ahead and use a product called Shockwave. It's essentially the same stuff that they use to clean hospitals. It's you don't have to leave your house. Your pets will be fine. They don't have to leave. It's not something that's going to be caustic or hazardous to your health. And it smells nice. It basically smells like you're doing laundry. It smells like fresh linen or like a dryer sheet would. So it's a nice product to have, and it gives you a nice peace of mind. And realistically, it's not that expensive to add on to any crawl space project. And it's a nice little thing to use that we have available to you.
You know, the shock, we have two different forms of it. We have shock and we have fogging. Essentially, they're the same chemical. One is just atomized to be able to go into the air.
Yeah, it's not the fact that it's essentially it. Actually is
it's
the
same chemical.
Thing.
Yeah, it's just different there you methods go. Is what it
well,
is.
It's different equipment we use. So,
well, I understand it's different equipment, but there's a reason for the liquid, and then there's a reason for the atomized version of it. Typically, if we have a crawl space or basement that has heavy microbial growth on the wood, then with the liquid we can actually douse it real good. We can actually saturate it, getting in there and really doing a good job of killing it. And of course, you know, it makes sense that the insulation would have to come out to do this, because if it's in a liquid form, it's only going to kill what it touches. So if the insulation is in the way, then it's kind of a waste of money to do this. So we simply, you know, we pull out the insulation, and then we can spray all the wood down. We can saturate everything. Now, some people, you know, they have that musty odor inside their home already. And obviously, if we're spraying just the wood underneath, then it's not really affecting the rest of the home. So what's really nice case is we can atomize that and we can turn it into a fog. Now, what we do is we fog the crawl space. And by fogging the crawl space through the stack effect again, that fogging chemical gets pulled through the home. Now, don't worry. You don't have to take all the kids out and the birds and the pets and everything else. You know, if you've got, you know, birds are very sensitive. And we had a homeowner one time who did have birds that was worried. She actually raised these huge, huge birds. And what she was worried about the animals. And, you know, we did a little research just to make sure, and we found out that, you know, all the animals were safe and it was okay. And we fogged it, and all the fog came up. And it's nice because it travels through the entire home. It travels through the carpet. It travels through the couches, and the, you know, in between the walls where there is insulation. It travels through everything, and therefore it gives it that it almost sounds like somebody's doing laundry, like a fresh linen.
It's fresh linens.
Yeah, it's fresh linen. Yeah, the kind of thing that it is. Like Derek said, you don't have to leave the home. It's not hazardous to you, and I think that's a big deal because you see so often these days where, when a company comes in to do like mold remediation, and they're wearing head to toe, like looks like basically hazmat suits. And they have the big respirators and things like that. This kind of thing is, I mean, they literally use it to wipe down counters to kill, you know, bacteria, like normal household bacteria. So,
and there's no residue left anywhere either.
Yeah, it's just, it's, and the fog, I particularly like the fog a lot better than the spray for the simple fact that it just gets everywhere. Like, I mean, when you're spraying something with a spray bottle or a pressurized hose, there's always human error that's going to get in there. You may miss a spot. I mean, let's be honest, we're all humans. But if you fog it, it's going to go where it needs to go. It's going to get pulled. It's going to spread every little nook and cranny. And that's going to help quite a bit. You know, and I think it's a great product. Like I said, it's something that's real nice to add on, especially if you have a smell concern. I mean, it'll get rid of that right away for you. So,
you know, Brad, we were talking about insulation as well, and I think we overlooked a really important product. Not only, you know, insulating the walls is a good idea, and insulating the banner boards is a great idea, but also the floor underneath the liner.
Are you talking about TerraBlock?
TerraBlock, which is an awesome, awesome product and will work really good underneath the liner. I mean, the Earth's temperature is typically...
I want to say it's somewhere in like 55-ish, 56 degrees.
About 55 degrees, yeah. All right, well, 55 degrees is, I mean, I don't know if you've been outside of 55 degrees, but it's pretty cold.
That's chilly,
so,
yeah.
Exactly. So, and it's just right underneath that 20 mil liner. So if we actually insulate the walls and we insulate the banner board and we insulate underneath the liner, it's just less work that your heater has to do to heat the place. It'll be wonderful.
The cool thing about it is it adds a little cushion too. Like, I always look for fringe benefits. I'm one of those guys that's like, yeah, I get why it works. I understand what you're saying, but I like the little things. I just think that's neat. Like the cherry on top of the sundae. I just think it's kind of a neat little thing. So you have basically, I think it's what, a half inch or so thick. So it's a nice little cushion because if you go down there and you want to crawl around your crawl space and see what's going on. A lot of folks by the beach, Rehoboth or Bethany or even down Ocean City Way, they have beach homes and they have to turn the water off when they go away for a couple months at the time. You're crawling around on rocks, you're going to notice a difference. Whereas if you're crawling around on the clean space with a TerraBlock underneath, it's going to be nice and cushiony. You can go down there and, you know, no knee pads or nothing. And I like that. I think that's a neat little thing to tell people about. And then they get, obviously, the benefit of the insulation. So,
yeah, you know, a TerraBlock is it's underneath my house. It's underneath my my father-in-law's house. It really is the right way to do it. And let's face it. I mean, we live in a nice, for the most part, warm area of the country where it's not like we're in Fargo. Trust me, Fargo gets cold. Just because we live here doesn't mean it's not helpful either. Insulation's insulation. I've told people before, I mean, animals make their homes in the ground because it's warmer than the outside.
Yep.
So, you know, you were saying earlier, Derek, you know, that 55, I don't care who you are, that's still cold. Well, it's not quite as cold as it is when it's 2 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Well,
so you got to think, you know, the ground is a better insulator than just about anything we can buy anyway. So what we're doing is we're helping that ground really get efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And since our homes are in there, there's transfers of heat and there's heat loss and everything else right through the ground and right through the brick. So, you know, with the silver glow on the walls and the silver glow up in the banner boards, that with the, especially since it has the reflective properties of it, you know, it's actually bouncing the heat back into the living space. Well, now, not just putting the clean space on the floor, but the TerraBlock really isolates your home. Makes it nice and warm.
Yep.
Well, you know, there's also another benefit to that I think that we're overlooking. CleanSpace is a really wonderful product that carries a 25-year warranty with it. It's pretty much indestructible, but I can tell you this. It does a really, really good job of protecting your investment. Because if you have TerraBlock underneath your CleanSpace, then the longevity of your CleanSpace is going to last a lot longer.
Yeah, it's going to help out that much more, exactly. And something just popped in my head because Bill likes to tell a lot of stories. He's definitely a good storyteller around the office. But one of the stories you told a while back was some guy about his pipes freezing or something and about how you thought it was.
It's a house right actually down the road from my house. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget it because, you know, we were a few years into our business and I was asked to go out and do an inspection with this man's home. And so I get underneath this guy's house and you hear the, you know, like the theme to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You know, it's dark, it's dank. you know, there's creatures crawling, you know. And we're sitting down there talking, and I said, well, you know, this is the first thing we need to do is probably remove the insulation. And the man started yelling at me. I mean, like, yelling at me. And I'm like, you know, well, first of all, why in the world are you yelling at me? And I just looked at him, and I'm like, seriously, I'm like, why are you yelling at me? I'm like, you asked me to your home. And he's like, you can't tell me taking this insulation down is a good idea. You know, rah, 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 rah. I mean, banging his fist on the ground. And this man's like 70, 80 years old. And I'm like, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? So I looked at him, and I'm just like, you know, well, I think his name is Charlie. And I'm just like, you know, well, Charlie, look, why are you yelling at me? And he's like, because this insulation was put here for a reason, and taking it down is just dumb. And I looked at him, I said, okay, well, what's your concern that it's no longer in there? And he's like, all my pipes are gonna freeze. So I'm, you know, kind of sit back and look at him, and I'm like, you know, can I ask you a question? And he's like, you're, you know, all right, young man, you're so smart. What, you know? Well, all your pipes are below the insulation, so how's that really keeping them from freezing? You know, and he just kind of looks at me. He's like, all right, well, what do we need to do then? You know, and I'm like, well, pull your insulation and put it on the walls. You know, and that's what we ended up doing to his house. And I mean, really nice man, but it goes to what we've always done. Yep. You know, it's so easy just to, because my dad did it, this is the way I need to do it. Yep. And sometimes that's true. You need to do it that way. You know, I think, you know, too many times in life now, we're not doing it like we used to do things. It's everything's disposable. There's nothing, you know, like, you watch like the pawn shows and all that, and nothing's going to be kept anymore. It's all throwaway, you know. It's like, oh, my wedding ring, I'll just throw it away and buy a new one, you know. I still wear my original wedding ring, but I know people who have gone through like 3 and 4 of them. Your house isn't throwaway. I think some people think it may be, I guess, but, and I know for a while there, a few years ago, they kind of were like that, right? Yeah. It was like, oh, I don't like my house, I just won't live in it anymore, I guess. You know, and I know there was other reasons for that too, obviously, but whatever happened to longevity and keeping care of something and maintaining what we had to begin with and making sure that it lasts for as long as we can possible, you know, whatever happened to that? Like I said, I mean, I know I kind of went off on a little tangent there, but insulate your home. It's going to be cold, you know?
Just do it.
Just do it. I mean, yeah. I'm telling sense. You, I don't like to wear shoes. I mean, this summer.
We like it when you wear shoes, well, Bill. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we really do. Seriously.
But this
we really
summer,
do, Bill.
I mean, it's this whole summer, I think I've had flip-flops on every single day, except for just a few days. And it was like the first summer I've been able to do that since I was a kid. And I finally said, if I'm going to be in my office all summer, I'm just going to sit there and be comfortable. And even at home, when I get home, that's the first thing I do is that even in the wintertime, you know, I take off my boots or my shoes or whatever, and I walk around barefooted. It's so nice in my house in the wintertime.
Because your floors are warm.
Your floors are nice and warm. Yep. Once again, I've never had a homeowner call me up at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, you know, gosh darn it, my floors are warm and how dare you? You know, they don't do that. We get the phone calls the next day. He's like, you know what? This is such a cold day outside. We had a blizzard last year. We didn't get calls of, yesterday I was walking around my house barefoot and there was a blizzard outside and I'm so upset with you. We get the phone calls of, oh my gosh, there was a blizzard yesterday and I was walking around barefoot and my feet were so warm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's it really is an amazing way to do things. And it's, I think you touched on it big time with Charlie's story there, is we're fighting misconceptions. It's the way it's always been, you know, that I have to do it this way because, you know, there's no real reason for it. So it's a big part of what we do. And then the proper insulation makes a huge difference in your house, folks.
You know, and a lot of people too, there's not really too much off the subject though, but we're talking about the floors in people's homes. I get people all the time, you know, and I ask them, I say, well, you know, when you walk around barefooted on your floor, does it feel like maybe your floor is dirty, or maybe you feel like you didn't wash the bottom of your feet? And what we wind up with is a lot of people are like, well, you know, it is kind of tacky on the bottom of my feet. And what that really is, that's actually, you know, the humidity coming up and actually sitting on top of the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes the floor feel tacky and dirty. You know, and once you, you know, put in the insulation and you insulate it properly, the banner boards and the walls and the floors, and you put the dehumidifier in, it gets rid of that humidity. The floors warm up, and that sticky, tacky feeling on your floors, whether it be hardwood or vinyl, goes away.
Well, that's an excellent point. So just kind of sum up, you know, insulation is a big part of how to fix your crawl space. So go ahead and give us a call. It's always going to be a free inspection. I'm going to go ahead and give you that contact info, and then we'll go ahead and let you get off to your Sunday. Locally, we're at 302-684-5034. You can always get us online. Sign up right there for your free inspection. That is dryzone.com. And then you can send us an email if you like. The general mailbox is just info@dryzone.com. Or you can go directly to Bill, and that's just bill@dryzone.com. All right, I want to thank you again for joining us on Under Your Home with Dry Zone. We'll go ahead and see you next time.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with Dry Zone. Dry Zone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at Dry Zone.